Room 505. A podfic written by Zombified Queer and produced by Mistborn Hero. It is tagged for horror, torture, minor character death. We hope you enjoy our fake episode. The room is nice tonight. Not too big, not too small either. It is special for a very important guest. I don't know what makes some of the guests more important than others, or why they need special rooms. Do they ask for the rooms to be special? I've heard my manager offer to upgrade a guest once. Maybe this room is an upgraded suit like that. I know the room is nice because the carpet in the room is purple, dark enough to hide the stains. The sheets on the bed smell like the flowers on the lobby. It is a clean room, a good room, the kind the guest might want to stay in and sleep, or whatever guests do in their rooms. And I have to put something horrible in it. My manager didn't tell me what to put, so I think I'm allowed to make this room whatever I want it to be, as long as it kills the guest. I like the bugs I put in the rooms sometimes. Long millipedes with so many clicking legs. Black and glossy bodies with bright yellow legs. Vibrant, like a warning sign. But the guests don't get warnings here. They just die. The millipedes will have venom, I think. The kind that eats away at the guest's skin. The painful kind of venom. It's not enough, I think, so I add a spot of water that will drip down onto the guests while they are in bed. The water is cold and salty. If enough of it gets into the room, there might be things that swim around with sharp teeth, keeping the guests on the bed with the millipedes. I add ants, the bright red ones that get into the lobby when the guests leave the door propped open. Fire ants, they said. They are big and bite and hurt, but not enough to kill. Not unless the guest is allergic to them. They are just there to hurt the guest. When the guest is in pain, my manager watches, and sometimes she smiles. I put a lot of them in the room and watch them march on the carpet, looking for food. There won't be any for a while. At least, I think so. Otherwise, I'd hear my manager calling me with the bell and... My manager needs me, so the guest has to be here. I march down the hall and towards the stairs. No elevators tonight, which means the guest's bags will make my shoulders hurt when I have to carry them. I won't have my luggage cart to lean on. Some nights, I wish I could have my luggage cart, at least to pretend I have to take other guests to their room. That way, the guest won't talk to me as much. I wonder what the guest will look like tonight. The last time we had an important guest, she was pretty. She seemed like the kind of person who might work here. Maybe as a manager. Maybe she came here because she likes the torture and wanted to see what it was like. Maybe tonight's guest is like that. A guest who likes to see the torture as it happens to them. Maybe they take notes. Like the owner when he watches the room and makes his reports. If the guest is like the owner, I won't like it at all. He's never happy with the rooms I build. Never happy with my manager. Never happy with anything that goes on in the hotel. I don't even think he's happy with the hotel. Maybe tonight's guest won't be like him at all. Maybe the guest will be like the other three. The other staff. They would like the room. They will understand why I put the things I did in it. Tonight, since we're having a very important person to check in, I've decided to dress up just a little. Nice wainscoting in the lobby and the hallways, bright white lights, cute abstract art in the lobby, all splashes of paint on canvas. Nice, but the guests won't notice. They never do. The guests never understand the lengths I go to. All they care about is how tired they are, when they can shove their bags off on the lobby boy, whether the manager is smiling at them or not. They never stop to smell the roses. My roses. I grew them tonight, but I don't think the guests will notice. All those planters in the lobby I made and filled, and they won't even get a second look. Sad. Oh, look. My lobby boy is having fun. I know he understands the lengths I go to. You know, there's just something so rewarding about seeing my staff enjoy themselves. And the lovey boy so rarely gets to flex his creative muscles and make a room he likes. Always scuttling around like the little bug he is, scared of lights and sounds and of the manager. He's even scared of me. He doesn't have to be afraid of me, though. I understand the hard work he puts into my rooms. The horrors he fills them with. I know he doesn't always like what he has to put in them. He can be just as ruthless as any manager or owner. There goes my lobby boy, scurrying off before the guest can talk to him too much. For the best, this time. Those fire ants look horrible and painful. Even my lovey boy stops to scratch at his ankles. Poor bug. The guest, though, not so lucky. As soon as the door closes, those ants swarm. I wonder if they can smell the blood in the water, or maybe they are just biting to bite, like my manager does when things don't go her way. All instincts and cruelty. Either way, the guest is scratching and swatting at those things. But there is always more. millions more of my lovey boys' favorite little fire ants, ready with mandibles and itching and pain. The guest isn't any safer up on the furniture. The millipedes are so lovely. Bright legs that flash like warning signs, and sleek black bodies. Horrible mouth parts that tear flesh. That venom looks like it hurts. Terrible blisters that pop and ooze pus. It is fascinating to watch. The guests and their skins are so delicate. There's not much the guest can do except curl up in agony and scratch and scratch and scratch. It's not going to help, though. All it does, it makes the guest bleed and ooze more. Very important, blood and all the other liquids. And speaking of liquids, the lovey boy really did create something terrible and cruel. He's just so damn creative sometimes. I should look into giving him more freedom, giving his leash more slack. I think tonight the guest is going to die very, very slowly. Slowly enough that the lovey boy can go stop and smell the roses with his manager. This has been created for Put Together 2024, as a collaboration between Zombified Queer, the writer, and Mistborn Hero, the pod figure. Thank you for your time, and please remember to drink some water today.